Hello everyone, this is Asclepius. I'm very pleased to introduce another guest narrator, this time Isaiah from the Shroud of the Avatar community. He will be presenting an enthralling story in three parts. Here is the first part, entitled The Cursed Mind by the Vagabond. The background music is Evasion by Matthew Pablo at www.matthewpablo.com.
The Cursed Mind by the Vagabond. To anybody who reads this, I know that I've been cursed. All these seemingly unrelated people are all members of an underground obsidian order. I used to think the obsidians were just a historical group, and nothing of any real significance, as you might have thought. I also never thought of myself as a conspiracy theorist. This is where it gets weird. It began one day, as I spoke with one of the guards in front of Owl's Head. He said I was an outlander, then he changed his mind. He smiled at me, turned his head, then looked back at me with a smile and winked. I looked in the direction the guard turned his head. I looked closely, and scratch marks on the wall said, "The Order welcomes you." I thought it was just graffiti, but I kept noticing more small words in the town walls. One said, "We are watching." And another said, "We are many." Every time I noticed these markings, I had just been thinking about the Obsidian Order. I went to the pub, and a new bartender I never met before served me a drink. I talked to him, and he said, "Oh, I'm just part of a new guild that came to town the other day. We need some fresh minds to do some magical research." After saying this, he winked at me, exactly like the guard at the front gate. He looked over at a table of four people sitting adjacent to me, and they all looked back and smiled. At this point, I realized that it was possible that I'm being followed, and these people are somehow inviting me into their group, but trying to keep it very secret. I was excited at first, but one day I made a huge mistake. I directly asked one of the people I thought might be a member of the Obsidian Order if in fact they were a member of the Obsidian Order. They laughed and denied it, but looked at me with furrowed brows. After this, people started looking at me strangely every place I went. I thought maybe I made a mistake by being so direct. Perhaps a group like the Obsidian Order would want to keep their existence a secret, I thought. Were they able to read my thoughts? I don't know. It seemed like everybody was against me. They were pushing evil thoughts into my head. I couldn't bear the anxious thoughts, so I left town and lived on the streets ever since. Now, I know these things sound like they could be easily made up by my mind, but they aren't. It really happened. It's unexplainable. I write this to anybody reading this. Please watch out. They're all around us. My whole life was ruined. They made me look crazy so nobody would believe me. Just don't get involved.
Echoes from the Caverns is brought to you by Lord Baldrith, Asclepius, and Sir Style Teckle. Do you have a piece that you'd like us to read? Please contact us at lordbaldrith@thecaverns.net, asclepius@thecaverns.net, or style@thecaverns.net.